unlocking our iPhones with a mask on. That's coming soon, apparently.
Yeah, which is great for people at the moment who've still got to wear masks as well. You and I were talking about that just before we came on air. But Apple's next iPhone software update, which should be around about the beginning of March as well, will address the grumble that's been bugging you since the pandemic started. You'll be able to unlock your phone without taking your mask off. So it's going to be out for iPhones and iPads first half of March. And also in there will be new software as well, which is a thing called Universal Control as well. So if you've got an Apple computer and you've got an iPad, a single keyboard, and you'll be able to go from one computer straight over to the iPad or from the iPad straight over to the other computer. I've seen video of it. It looks amazing on there. You've got to remember, facial recognition was launched by Apple back in 2017 as a feature of the iPhone X. But when COVID swept around the world, it wasn't good for going along and doing that. It's always to put your key code in. So I'm welcoming this update, Lee.
Yeah, and I noticed the temporary solution for some came in last year, didn't it?
There was an update allowed Apple Watch users to access their phones when wearing a mask or sunglasses on there as well. But I've got to say, if you pay for anything on your phone, you should be able to do it by your face. Mm. But at the moment, you can't do that, even though you can unlock your phone.
Yeah,
so,
that's
looking forward to that one.
That's nice to know, continuing in the environment where we've still got our masks on. Now, Richard, question. Do iPhones really need an antivirus?
iPhones are probably the most secure operating system available right now. And it really is up to you about security, but Apple do a very, very good job. But here's the thing. There aren't really antivirus apps to begin with, and you're going to say, well, I don't understand what you mean, Richard, because there are antivirus apps on the App Store as well. But Apple's own operating system has enough security features to work as an antivirus of its own. It's got enough security features to make sure no third-party app or cyber criminal infects your phone. But companies like McAfee and Advance do have apps on the App Store. And the here's the thing. Most of those apps offer features like VPN, security checks for websites, Wi-Fi networks, and even password managers. But there is no antivirus actually built into them. So you know what? Don't buy them, don't install them, because honestly, you don't need it, Lee. The iPhone is a very secure thing. You don't need to put a third-party thing on there to install it at all.
All right, now just wrapping up, what is Chrome OS Flex?
It's a cloud operating system for PCs and Macs. So a lot of people out there would have heard of the Chromebooks out there, that it's the Google operating system. Now what Google have done is they bought a company called Cloud Ready. And what they can do is, if you've got an old computer lying around, you can basically install this and it'll be the Chrome operating system on there. So it's designed for, you can have a Windows computer or a Mac on there as well. And because, if we go back, let's say you've got a 10-year-old Mac or a 10-year-old Windows computer that you can't put 7 on anymore, it's running Windows 7, you can go along and install this and you've got the up-to-date Chrome operating system on there. You've got to back all your stuff up first, but, you can make use of it. And I think it's a really good thing, Lee, and I'll put a post up on this my website in the next couple of days. But you know what? So we don't have to start throwing things away, and if you enjoy the Google operating system, why not install this? Don't throw your old computer away. Great idea.
So if you have a business or your students, essentially it's designed for you, Chrome OS Flex.
And I've got to say, it's designed for a homeowner as well.
There you go.
If they can do it, but you know what, Lee? Best thing about it, this is free.
Oh, we love that.
Yes.
Don't we? Yeah.